So we're going to take about 10 minutes to unpack the Holy Spirit. That's all it takes. It's very straightforward, pretty simple. But let's maybe just begin by just closing our eyes and being present to God, who is always present with us. So it doesn't matter what age you are, do your best to close your eyes, and we'll try to count to maybe 20 in our heads. Amen. Who's that kid? Get out of here. No, I'm joking. I'm absolutely delighted that we're doing an all-age service today, and absolutely delighted we're also talking about the Holy Spirit. And over the next 5 weeks, we're going to be inviting you to explore who the Holy Spirit is in your lives, but also in creation. But if you're anything like me, the Holy Spirit can be seen as quite evasive or elusive or even seemingly reclusive in its mystery. And by the way, Scott, you don't need to take your little girl out. That's okay. This is an all-age service, so there's going to be noise. That's okay. We like noise in this church as well. But this, I find the Holy Spirit quite elusive. And so where and when did the Holy Spirit actually join the party? When did the Holy Spirit get involved in creation in our lives? So to quote Baron Maria von Trapp of The Sound of Music, let's start from the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. So back to the verse that they just did in sign language. It's this here. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters, present from the very start. The Holy Spirit is usually the one from the Trinity, which includes the Father and Son. It's always perceived as kind of hanging back or turning up to the party uninvited. Yet in the Bible, in the very beginning of Genesis, the Holy Spirit is the one, according to Genesis, who actually arrived early and set up the chairs. The Holy Spirit didn't just come and do a cameo at creation and then turn up and go and sit on the bench for a while and then come back to Pentecost. The Holy Spirit has always been in the game. From Genesis all the way through to Mary's womb, from the prophets of the Old Testament through to Pentecost, the Spirit of God in creation has been about taking what's out there, what we perceive is out there, and bringing it in here. Not just into our lives, but into all of creation. The Holy Spirit has always been around in varying levels of awareness and connectedness to each one of us. And Genesis 2:1 talks just about this. That God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they've been in relationship and present together from the start. From the very beginning of time, the hands of the Holy Spirit have been deep in the primordial soup, deep in the chaos, deep in the soil of life, and deep in the soul of our living. And from the very beginning, the Holy Spirit with the Trinity has been collaborating with creation, ebbing and flowing like a river or like a dance, like a relational divine dance. To paraphrase the 13th century German theologian, because it's an all-age service, I know all of us know who this is, and I can't even say the name very well anymore, Eckhart said this. He said that the inner life of the Trinity has become the outer life of all creation. The inner life of the Trinity has become the outer life of all creation. What was happening amongst the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, from the very beginning of time, unfolds itself and infolds itself into creation itself. But how can we even begin to grasp this? It's such a wobbly mystery. We've struggled, maybe some of us, to make this connection, again, from Genesis to Sunday school, from Pentecost to Confirmation and beyond. But never fear. From the beginning of time, theologians and prophets and farmers and teachers and mothers and fathers and sons and daughters have struggled to unravel the mystery and to visualize what the Holy Spirit actually is. And as I read about the Holy Spirit a lot over the last few weeks, if there's anyone in the Bible who is a candidate for like an identity crisis, it's going to be the Holy Spirit. In the Bible, the Holy Spirit's been referred to as everything from a dove to tongues of fire to water, oil, a cloud, fruit, or even breath. And in the last century, the Holy Spirit as part of the Trinity is in what Tim Keller refers to as the dance of God, that word dance again. C.S. Lewis writes this, that God is not a static thing, but a dynamic, pulsating activity, a life almost like a kind of dance. And this idea of dance beyond breath or fire has been a helpful metaphor for me because a dance is collaborative. It's relational. And from the beginning of time, we've been invited to participate in this divine dance. And here's the great thing about dancing. It's for all ages. It's not just for those who are gray and old like me. Who here likes to dance? Okay. Certain demographic we're missing out on this room. Yeah, good. Okay, good, yeah. I like it. I hate dancing. There, I said it. And from the beginning of time, I've never really enjoyed dancing at all. And if you're like me, but some of you maybe are in this room, dancing, and even the idea of the Holy Spirit and dancing with the Holy Spirit, it's like, it can be like a trampoline made of jelly. Let me explain this. It's confusing and mysterious, yet kind of inviting, but still terrifying. That's kind of the emoji that comes up when I think of dancing. I grew up thinking that dancing, or my involvement with the Holy Spirit, and we're going to take this metaphor and kind of unpack it for the next few minutes, dancing and the Holy Spirit together. When I think of dancing and my involvement with the Holy Spirit, growing up, I thought it was meant to look like, well, this, first of all, growing up in the 80s. Next slide, please. There you go. Dirty Dancing, do you remember this moment? Beautiful moment, sunset. This is what it's like to follow the Holy Spirit. This is like to participate in the divine dance. Or this. Although I never had the curls, I did have the dress. Or maybe even this. And more recently, La La Land. But my experience growing up, understanding this divine dance with the Holy Spirit, participating with my life, was quite different. I was quite terrified of dancing, but I was also quite afraid of the whole idea of this invisible God stuff, this Holy Spirit stuff. And I'm being really honest, I would rather be covered in peanut butter and thrown into a lion's den than be in a space where they broke into song and dance. That terrifies me. I watched La La Land with a cold sweat. I'm also being honest with you to say that I also probably would break into a cold sweat if I was in a room and people broke into worship. Similar to me, similar situation, the metaphor carries for me that dancing has not always been something I'm comfortable with, but neither has the role of the Holy Spirit in my life. Some of us, me included, may come with baggage to the divine dance, to the understanding of the Holy Spirit. Have you ever tried to dance with baggage? Your suitcases? You ever tried to dance with a suitcase? You have? Very good. Like, and you have as well? Well, it's a thing, I guess, okay? It's better when they have wheels on them, but otherwise it can be quite cumbersome. But how do we get rid of this baggage that we carry when it comes to the divine dance, our understanding of the Holy Spirit? Some of us, me included, may have genuine fear or concern based on past experiences or rumors or even unmet expectations with God when it comes to not only dancing, but actually participating with what it is to have a relationship with the full Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But you're not alone in this. Here's the key to good dancing. I'm going to show you right now. The key to good dancing is the same key to having a good relationship with God, with the Holy Spirit. It's the awareness of your partner. It's being aware of your partner. Being present to your partner. And understanding the presence of your partner. The best dancers in the world know how to hold and how to move and how to step back and how to step forward and how to guide and be guided by their partner. And I believe the Holy Spirit is similar in that regard. If we want to have a deep understanding of who God is in our lives through the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, we need to be aware of the Holy Spirit in our lives daily. Aware of the Holy Spirit ducking and weaving and knitting and creating and agitating and encouraging and challenging and dancing and shaping each one of us through creation and through our lives. Again, the verse we opened was with this. the Holy Spirit from the beginning, in the beginning, hovering over the waters. And then we look throughout history at the meta-narrative, the big picture of the Bible. And we see the Holy Spirit descending and pouring and dwelling and leading and helping and comforting and inviting each one of us to a divine dance. All ages. But what does this dance look like? What are the tangibles of this dance? This dance can look like love. It can look like music. It can look like beauty, and it can look like nature. For me, this dance looks like jumping into a pool late at night with my boys when we're on holidays. Or it looks like when my daughter's walking down the street and grabs my hand and doesn't let go. Holy Spirit, involved in our lives, in creation, relationally, consistently. It can be when we're laughing. I don't know if you've ever done this before. You laugh until the water comes out of your nose. Or it can be in a baby crying. This dance can look like mountains and rain and beaches. Or it could sound like the crunch of your boots on a frosty morning. This dance that is the divine dance with the Holy Spirit ducking and weaving and communicating and relationally being part of our lives can look like communion, community, justice, creativity. This dance can look like hope, forgiveness, acceptance, pain. This dance can look like silence, and this dance can look like service. And I know each one of you could fill in this blank if I said to you, what does this dance look like to you? The awareness of your partner is key. Understanding who you are dancing with is key. It's that relationship, the presence of the other. And the Holy Spirit is here within each one of us, present and flowing throughout all of creation, including us. This divine dance, each one of us is invited to, and it's all ages. One more story. I made a film last year with an incredible human being called Eugene Peterson, who's written 35, 40 books, including The Message. And as part of making this film, I got to interview him at the launch, at the premiere of this film. There's no red carpets involved, unfortunately. Very disappointed. But I asked him when I was interviewing him about this participative unity of the Trinity in his life, of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he told me this story. He said, Greg, I once found myself in New York City in a dance hall. I wouldn't consider myself a dancer, and I didn't think I'd like dancing. And I was like, yeah, you and me both, big guy. I didn't call Eugene Peterson big guy, by the way. Maybe I did. Did I? But as the dance began, this is Eugene again, and those participating got involved, joy spread. Joy is a good marking of the Holy Spirit. And yet I found myself sitting on the sidelines. As the dance got faster and more vibrant, a hand reached out from the center of the dance, someone from the group, grabbing me from the sidelines and pulling me into the dance. And he looked at me and said, Greg, that is our God. That is the Trinity, pulling us into the dance together. Then he smiled and said, I guess I better get over my ego, remove my disguise, and start dancing. Richard Rohr and Mike Morrell write this in their book, that their prayer for us is that a hand may reach out and lead us into the divine dance. Because the Holy Spirit is whispering to each one of us that we are made for this. We're made for this divine dance. The author and preacher A.W. Tozer said this. He said, the Spirit-filled life is part and parcel of the total plan of God for his people. The Spirit-filled life is part of the plan from creation to now. But let me set you straight before I finish. We are not all entitled to the Holy Spirit, but we are invited into this divine dance with this mysterious, knowable unknown. So I believe all of creation, like a wind blowing wherever it pleases, is embodying and unfolding and revealing and refracting the Trinity's love and its relationship within creation. And I believe that the work of the Holy Spirit, this fluid and flowing God, is flowing and fluid throughout everything in creation, from the fractures and faults of the tectonic plates to weaving itself through creation and ourselves from the beginning. I believe that beauty out of chaos is purposeful and relational. modeled from the Trinity in this dance that we're invited to. And that is central to my faith. One more quote. N.T. Wright, the theologian and author, wrote this: "Those in whom the Spirit comes to live are God's temple. They are individually and corporately places where heaven and earth meet. In the beginning, God created, and the Holy Spirit hovered above the waters where heaven and earth meet within each one of us, because the beginning is as is now in each one of us." So I am very aware that in the past 9 minutes, I've used a lot of metaphor, referring to the Holy Spirit as everything from a dove to that dance lift in Dirty Dancing, from tongues of fire to trampolines and made of jelly. But I really do believe that Rohr's and Morell's identification of the Holy Spirit as an implanted hope goes a long way to encapsulating which cannot be contained, wild and free. The Holy Spirit, a hope implanted throughout creation, including us. For we are not outsiders or spectators, but inherently part of the divine dance. Again, a Rohr quote. We are not outsiders or spectators, but we are inherently part of the divine dance. Shall we dance? As the worship team comes up, I'll close in prayer. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, you are such a mystery. I do not pretend to understand it, but I so desire to be part of the relationship and dance with you, God. I really do. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, help me to be aware of the Holy Spirit in my life, in every aspect of my life, excluding no one. This is a prayer from the book Divine Dance. God for us, we call you Father. God alongside us, we call you Jesus. God within us, we call you the Holy Spirit, the implanted hope. You are the eternal mystery that enables, enfolds, and enlivens all things, even us, and even me.